On a lonely pond, on a day in spring, some baby swans were hatched. A boy named Sam Beaver was watching and saw it happen. One of the young swans had a problem. He had come into the world without a voice. He couldn't utter a sound. I have written the story of this little swan, and I will read it to you. Chapter 1. Sam. Walking back to camp through the swamp, Sam wondered whether to tell his father what he had seen. "I know one thing," he said to himself. "I'm going back to that little pond again tomorrow, and I'd like to go alone. If I tell my father what I saw today, he will want to go with me. I'm not sure that's a very good idea." Sam was 11. His last name was Beaver. He was strong for his age, and had black hair and dark eyes like an Indian. Sam walked like an Indian, too, putting one foot straight in front of the other and making very little noise. The swamp through which he was traveling was a wild place. There was no trail, and it was boggy underfoot, which made walking difficult. Every 4 or 5 minutes, Sam took his compass out of his pocket and checked his course to make sure he was headed in a westerly direction. Canada is a big place. Much of it is wilderness. To get lost in the woods and swamps of western Canada would be a serious matter. As he trudged on, the boy's mind was full of the wonder of what he had seen. Not many people in the world have seen the nest of a trumpeter swan. Sam had found one on the lonely pond on this day in spring. He had seen the two great white birds with their long white necks and black bills. Nothing he had ever seen before in all his life had made him feel quite the way he felt on that wild little pond.